Hello, this is Jude, and welcome to Mom in the Middle. This is a podcast for middle-aged moms and women who are part of Generation X. So, what are we going to talk about here? Our back pains and hot flashes? Raising our Gen Z and Alpha Generation kids? How about our retirement plans? Or maybe life as a middle-aged woman? We have a lot to talk about. And I hope you find the topics encouraging, motivating, or at least entertaining. So sit tight, and we'll start in a few. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Mom in the Middle. I'm so happy you're here. Before we dive into this exciting middle age season, allow me to share a bit of my story and how this podcast started. I think it was in 2017 when I first started listening to podcasts. It was a very rough year and I felt misunderstood all the time, and it affected a lot of my relationships. But little did I know, I was going through perimenopause. Nobody warned me. Nobody told me what to expect. But the podcast helped me get through that season. And that's why I want to do this podcast with you. However, it took a lot of excuses for me. But here I am, and with God's help, I am able to empathize with you, support you, inspire you, and help you just go through this midlife season. But this podcast won't focus on reproductive health alone, but on all other things that make up this multifaceted season. We're going to talk about your journey as a wife, as a mother. Maybe you had career transitions. Maybe you're thinking about your personal growth or some financial challenges. And where is God in this season of your life? I will also have other women who will support you, encourage you, and enlighten you in this season of life. What is middle age or midlife? It's not the dark ages or during the medieval times, although sometimes we feel that old. The middle ages or midlife is the period between young adult and older adult, or the senior years. This is from age 40 to 60 or 45 to 65, your choice. It's the in-between. It's your life in the middle, life in transition. And what we do with our lives this season will affect our twilight years. Aside from going through perimenopause or menopause, stress level is also high because we're juggling so many things. Work, parenting, relationships, even personal issues, and some of us are even caring for aging parents. And it takes a toll on our health and our relationships. In fact, in the US, there is a rise in gray divorce, like gray hair, where older couples are calling it quits. Hold on. Don't think that midlife is all stress and doom. It's not. Midlife can be fun. In fact, you're allowed to make career changes or career moves when you realize you don't want to be in that role that you currently have. If you're a mom and your kids are a bit independent and grown up, you have more time to think of yourself. Not in a selfish and vain way, but to rekindle any lost passion that you had. Maybe it's a time to rediscover who you really are and what you really want to do. In this season, we experienced both exasperation and inspiration. But there is hope for something better in the future. Sabi nga nila, papunta pa lang tayo sa exciting part. But I want to leave you with this. I want you to take a moment and see where you are in your life today. Compare you 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Is it the same? Is it different? You've changed, right? There's some improvement, correct? Thank God where you are today, regardless if it's based on the timeline you set for yourself or not. Wherever you are right now, God sees you. He sees the hope you have and disappointment you keep. Friend, life is still beautiful in the middle of our transition. Embrace it, and may your life in the middle be your best season. I'll see you next time. As I close this very first episode, I hope you found a glimmer of hope as you go through midlife. You are not alone, sister, and I'll make sure you'll have more lengthy conversations in the future. Thank you for tuning in to Mom in the Middle. Don't get left behind and subscribe for future episodes. Until our next conversation, have a great day.